Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Deborah, and it's her husband Neil's birthday. And their son Jared is graduating from high school. I'm going to call Neil from Jared's school with a few of the new things that are happening at graduation.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Jared's parents.
Yeah, this is Neil.
Hi, Neil. This is Ed Rooney from Jared's school. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Ed, how are you?
Good, thanks. Exciting day, graduation. I know. I'm sure Jared's excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's excited.
Cap and gown pickup will be at the end of the month, so that's why we're trying to finalize these things. And we're curious, actually, if any of the parents know any local businesses. Maybe you own a local business or know anyone who might own a local business.
You know, I'd have to go through my phone. Why do you ask about local business?
In years past, we've done the paper programs that they hand out at graduation. That's kind of gotten stale, so we have some new revenue streams. On the cap and gown, we're going to be having some advertisement patches right on the gown.
You're putting advertisements on the graduation gowns?
Yes. Yeah. Like the NBA teams are doing it, like NASCAR teams, you know, little patches with some local businesses.
Okay.
You know, we've already signed on, Snapchat, Instagram. They're on board. We've got Crazy Eddie's driving school. He's going to have a patch on the Kowloon, you know.
You're kidding me, right?
No, this is a whole new revenue stream for the school, so it's going to be great.
Okay. Wow.
You don't know anyone with a good local business? You don't own a local business?
No, and furthermore, don't we already give enough money to the school for this stuff? I mean, why do you need revenue streams? I mean, I get letters every time asking for money.
We're trying to lessen the impact on the parents by, going to these outside sources.
Right. Lessen the impact.
Yeah.
Lessen the impact. Now you're asking for people who can sponsor you, and you're asking me if I have a business that can sponsor you.
You've grasped it perfectly, yes. And actually, we've got a big sponsor this year we're pretty excited about. I know the school colors are blue and white, but our graduation gowns are all going to be bright red this year.
You're kidding, right?
No, we have Coca-Cola. They're going to say Coca-Cola right across the back, so that'll be great.
Do you think this is something that sends a good message to the kids? You want to teach them on graduation to grab the big paycheck. That's what you...
Well, you know, it is it is graduation, and we're pretty much done teaching them now.
I'd assume so if you're putting patches on the kids' graduation gown.
And also, Jared's going to be speaking at graduation. Is that right?
Yes.
You should be very proud.
Oh, we are.
There are some mandatory talking points this year, kind of like at the Super Bowl. So at graduation, in his speech, he's going to need to work in, like, "I'm going to Canobie Lake Park," kind of at the end of the speech.
All right. I hate to be disrespectful, but this is ridiculous. Did you buy out a sponsor? Now he has to mention that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And a lot of kids like going there anyway. It's a lot of fun in the summer.
I got to stop you. I'm not having my child on his graduation day take care of your sponsorship. Where is this money even going?
So he probably wouldn't want to wear a nose for the Ringling Brothers Clown College, huh?
No. What's wrong with you? This is graduation. This is the kind of message that we're sending. Is sponsorship of their future? This makes no sense, Mr. Rooney. I'm not on board with this.
Okay.
So...
Well, maybe we can talk about the mandatory talking points. Another one of the sponsors on the front of the gown is going to say WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bellbuster, Neil. Your wife Deborah called me, Neil, and said your birthday's coming up, and we wouldn't want it to get forgotten in all of this graduation nonsense.
I swear to God. I listen to you guys all the time. I don't know how I didn't see this coming. Oh, my God.
Well, happy birthday, and thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
I'll keep listening. Just don't do that to me anymore.
You can get them back when it's their birthday, okay?
No, it's coming.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.